Open space, as open as it is, has in fact four principles and one law. And so let me briefly review those with you. And I think you'll find that this is much more about not things that you have to remember, but it's just kind of the way things are. And if things get a little pushed in the course of the day and you're feeling a little, I don't know, upended, simply remember the principles and the law and it'll all work out. But anyhow, the principles are as follows. First off, whoever comes are the right people. Now, that's about your group, but it's also about here, okay? By definition, whoever has come to this thing are exactly the right people, and I suppose equally, they're the only ones here. But when it comes to your group, just know that whoever shows up, it may be one, it may be two, they're exactly the right people for you to carry on the kind of discussion you need about the issue you've raised. Why? Because they are the people who care about what you care about. Now, they're probably going to care about it in very different ways, and that's what makes it rich. But they care, and that makes them the right people. Now, of course, this raises the interesting possibility. Suppose nobody comes. Suppose you have a party and nobody shows. Well, it could be it was just the right idea at the wrong time. Or it could be that you are the only person in this entire group who is competent to deal with that issue. And I can speak strictly for myself. If you find yourself in a group and you're there and that's it, I talk to myself a lot. Sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. But it's still true. Whoever comes is the right people, even if it's another one of my personalities. And what it really boils down to is that so many of us say things like, gee, if I only had time to think about what I really cared about. Well, folks, you have one whole day with an absolute blank wall and the opportunity to think about whatever it is you really care about. So, however it falls out, whoever comes is the right people. And second principle is whatever happens is the only thing that could have. This is all about those times we walk into a meeting with a full agenda that we have to get accomplished. And of course, virtually none of it gets accomplished. Then we walk out frustrated. But we lose sight of the one or two things that did get accomplished because we're so frustrated about what didn't get accomplished. Now, my experience is if you just concentrate on what is, it's usually more than enough. Gets rid of all of those could have been, should have been, might have been. So whatever happens is the only thing that could have. And then we get to the third principle, and this one drives Western managers totally bananas. And the principle is whenever it starts is the right time. Now, all the rest of the world understands that this is just the way things are, but somehow or other, we in the West have come to the conclusion that it has to start when we say so. But what this is really all about is inspired performance, creativity, which happens when it's going to happen. Now, I understand that this is a truly evolved, highly innovative, powerful group. And of course, if you have a meeting at 10 o'clock in the morning, creativity breaks out instantaneously at 10:02. Isn't that correct? Yes. But in the off chance that that doesn't happen, just remember, whenever it starts is the right time. And then the last principle is when it's over, it's over. And this is all about those times when we might have a meeting, let's say it's scheduled from 2 until 4 in the afternoon. And we all get together. Conversation starts, first 10 minutes, you've done everything useful that you can do. So then you spend the next hour and 50 minutes twiddling your thumbs, arguing about what it is you've already decided, and then you can have another meeting, right? In open space, don't waste your time. When it's over, it's over. Go do something else, enjoy the garden, the sun, have a cup of coffee, join another group, but don't sit there feeling miserable. There's a corollary to that one, which is when it's not over, it's not over. And what that's all about is this is your day. This is your time, and it's your space. And if you'll notice that we have sort of broken things up into hour and a half segments, but if it turns out that everything's just really getting juicy, when it's supposed to be over, guess what? It's not over. Now, you may find you'd have to move a little bit because there's another group coming in, but Lord knows we got enough space to move in. So when it's over, it's over. When it's not over, it's not over.